So this is a little update on my health as well as my schedule, foreseeable schedule. I say foreseeable because it also depends on health developments, but anyway, here it is. Everywhere I go, people say how good I look, and I tell them I look better than I feel. Thankfully, by Krishna's grace, the problem that I had in my middle ear, that's gone. Got a little machine that was called the ear popper, which basically just pumps water, air. You put it in your nose, and when you swallow, it helps clear your ear. Very ingenious, very inexpensive, very, very pain-free, and very, very effective. I recommend it for any devotees. Doctors don't have such pleasant alternatives to the problem. And it may be that they don't even have an alternative. But anyhow, I've been having sort of regular blood tests. The last one was today, which wasn't so regular because the previous one was 2 weeks ago. And although my kidney function showed an improvement, it's still not normal, and the rate of normalization is exceedingly slow, surprisingly slow for to the doctors. We'll see what this one shows in a few days, hopefully. Then, scheduling I'll be here until the 14th of June. Here, meaning Hungary, I'm going to Budapest on Thursday and then staying there for a week. Something, it's no longer my ear, but I think it's something related to the kidney and what's still circulating in my blood that shouldn't be, is still causing me to be unsure on my feet. I'm not so longer dizzy. It's a very difficult feeling to explain, but it's a feeling of sort of inner movement that I constantly perceive, and I don't really get used to it. It also makes me unsteady on my feet, so it looks like I'm sort of an intoxicated person walking if I walk without a stick, and therefore I'm walking with a stick. It makes me look more distinguished than I am, and it also serving a very good function, purpose. So devotees see me walking with a stick. And on the 14th, I'll go back to London. I'll fly to London. The purpose being that I'm now going to fly from there to Toronto and take care of my mother's things, her will, and all the things that still need to be there to be tidied up. I'll stay there for a week. And then when I come back from Toronto, I'll stay for another week in London. And at that time, we're scheduling two minor operations. I say that tongue-in-cheek, since my last minor operation left me for a month in the hospital, not due to the operation, but other things. Anyway, we'll see what Krishna has in store. And this is another second hernia operation, and simultaneously some operation on my sinus cavity, which gets inflamed, and at any time that I have a cold, which for me is a lot of times, and gives unbelievable headaches and other things. This was something that wasn't related to my previous health treatment, but it was something that I really had on the cards that I'd wanted to look at, and I had met with a consultant in London. They did do MRI of my head and or a CT scan. I don't know which one. I think it was a CT. And so that's also a small procedure. So we'll do those two, and then when I come back from London on the beginning of January here to Hungary, and then Rath Yatra's just a little ways after that. That's sort of it in a nutshell. Of course, overall, I'm feeling much better than I was when I was in the hospital, but I'm not feeling my usual self or my unusual self, and also I'm taking two other forms of medication. One is homeopathic medicine to help the kidneys normalize, and for some other purposes. That was from a homeopathic doctor who cured my allergy, long-standing allergy that I'd had for many decades. And while I was, I think I mentioned it, while I was in London last time, then I went to see an Ayurvedic doctor, and got some Ayurvedic medicine for similar treatments, and in this way sort of dealing with the issues from different angles or perspectives, see if one or more of them work and help. Ayurvedic medicine comes along with fasting, so it means that for the last 5 weeks, myself, Shami Har, is also accompanying me with that. I haven't been eating any milk products, grains, rice, potatoes, tomatoes, many things, mostly just eating steamies with mung dal. And then once a month for a week, there's no dal and nothing else except, and even then selected vegetables, just some vegetables. That will go on till the end of July. So that's why hard for me to accept any invitations or for lunch or to eat regular fare. I don't intend to continue the fast beyond that. Is it working? I don't know. The already sort of strange sensation that comes from my kidney condition makes it difficult for me to really gauge what's doing what. But overall, I think fasting is never bad. Srila Prabhupada said that fasting is always a good thing. Certainly good to cleanse the body, control the senses, and but at the same time, I have to miss that. Admit that I miss eating Radhasham Sundar's Mahaprasada and drinking milk here from the farm, dairy cows. But it's not the end of the world. One thing I can't complain about is that in this life I've certainly eaten well. So a little fasting here and there won't do any harm. And that's it. That's the update. And if there's anything further noteworthy, then I may mention it at some future time, most likely, sometime when we're back in London, or on the way back from Toronto, when we have those operations. I'll be in hospital probably for one day, if not two. So inevitably, I'll touch on the subject. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And one thing I forgot to add, which was that Bhakta Terry, who was a devotee, Bhaktivedanta Manor, and particularly I knew when I was there and used to come here to Hungary along with the Tikshu Prabhu. They were the two who brought the Rathyatra cart. And yesterday he left his body, he died of cancer. And fortunately, I had the opportunity to talk to him about an hour or two before he left. Not with him, because he couldn't communicate, speak, but I talked to him at Fontitikshu Prabhu, who was there at the hospital. And his sister was also there. And they said that he heard, he made some kind of response. Obviously, I couldn't see that indicated that he heard. So, instead of also remembering Bhakta Terry and praying that he gets a superior, no doubt he is, with a superior destination, a superior body, able to continue his Krishna consciousness.